This is HPR episode 2869 entitled, Building a Mic, Following in John Culp's Footsteps. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, turning a couple of old bikes into a long wheelbase recumbent.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio, Brian in Ohio here. I'm out from under my rock and I'm doing another episode for HPR. And this time what I'm going to be talking about is, actually I'm going to do a series here, hopefully, chronicling the building of a bicycle. And I had a few reasons to want to do this. And so the first one is I wanted to get back into bike riding. I'd never been a super serious bike rider, but I had done some cycling with my daughter. But she's moved out of the house, married, and living in Pittsburgh. And so my riding buddy has abandoned me. But I've always thought I like riding bikes and I'd like to get back into it. And I thought about it and I really wanted a recumbent. I've always wanted a recumbent bicycle. But when you look at recumbent bikes, they can be expensive, commercially built ones. And I'd actually had built a couple of bikes earlier in my life, wooden frame bicycles to be exact, and they were recumbents, but I actually built those more, because they're, I'm something of a contrarian, they're a little bit different, and they're supposed to be fast, and I was into fast bikes at that time. But now I'm older and hopefully a little wiser, and what I wanted is a bike to use as transportation, go back and forth to the store and get some exercise. And so I wanted a bike not for speed but for real utility. And these things were always in the back of my mind, and then one day, lo and behold, YouTube puts a suggested link, and it's a show called The Laid Back Bike Report. And so I'm looking, and it's a monthly show about recumbent, a lot of trike talk, but there is recumbent bicycles also. And I'm just scrolling through their episode list, and lo and behold, I come across an episode where they interview AD, I'm gonna get his name right here. I think it's AD Carson. AD Carson. And he has a website called Recycled Recumbents, and it's all about how to make your own recumbent bicycle out of a couple of used bicycles. Looked around. There's a site called Whistle Recumbents is how I always search for it, but I think it actually has it. It's called resilrecumbents.com. All these links will be in the show notes. And they have a lot of, mostly built for racing stuff, but there's a lot of good informative things about recumbent bicycles in general there. There's also a website, YouTube channel, CJ Hoyle. He has a lot of, he's an urban bicycler from Canada, and he's got a lot of really cool, where he chronicles long rides through the Canadian Great Lakes area. And it's quite fun, and he has a recumbent now. He used to be an upright bike rider, but he rides a recumbent now, and so I always liked his stuff, kind of inspiring. And then the one resource here in town where I live is Toledo Bikes. Toledo Bikes is a nonprofit organization. It's dedicated to the recovery of used bikes, recycling those bikes through our volunteer and educational efforts into the hands of others. Toledo Bikes is also helps to promote bicycling awareness through community outreach, education, and cycling events. That's from their website, which there's a link to. It's a great place. It's got all kinds of material, used bikes. It's got all kinds of shop space. You can use their tools and work on your bikes. If you're really interested in what a bike co-op looks like, it's about a 5 or 6 minute video there on their website, and kind of tells you what they're all about. So I knew that would be a place I could go to get raw materials. And then kind of just thought, well, I'll check out Hacker Public Radio and see if there's anybody who's done any bike stuff. And sure enough, there's episode 1282 is John Culp. Everybody knows John Culp. He built one of these bikes just like I thought. And so now I was thinking, maybe I listened to that episode a long time ago and it's always been in the back of my mind, and maybe that's where I knew about this recycled recumbent thing to begin with. But for whatever reason, I thought, well, I'll do my take on the project just like John did his take, and we'll see how my bike turns out. And I wonder if he still rides that thing around there now that he's super high up in the infrastructure of the university that he works at. So the first episode, I'll just tell you a little bit about the beginning process, which was to gather a couple of donor bikes, and then just, I won't actually chronicle the stripping down of the bikes, but I'll give you a couple of tips there, and then that'll be about it for now till the actual cutting up and putting together starts. So as far as the raw material, I went to, like I said, Toledo Bikes in downtown Toledo, Ohio, and I went upstairs in their big bike room and searched for about half an hour looking through all these different frames, and I picked out two Nishiki bikes, and I followed the plan's advice. They were not too super light, not too super beat up, not too anything special. The one bike is a much larger frame than the other. I'm not sure what the wheel sizes are, but I'm not very tall. So the first bike would fit me if I was gonna ride it, would be like the bike I would pick to ride, and the other one was way too tall. And that's sort of what the plans call out for. I should say something about the plans. The plans on the website, Recycled Recumbent, John Culp says they're detailed. I'd say they're pretty good. There's a lot of information there, and I would recommend that if you thought about doing this, to really look at that website and look through all the links and the pictures. He gives an outline and he shows some how-tos, but I think there's a lot of liberty and latitude that you can take to build whatever kind of bike you want. I'm building the Mach 1 or Easy clone, the very first bike that he recommends building. He says it's the easiest one to build, so that's for me. And those are the plans I'm using, and that's why I picked out the two Nishiki bikes that I did. The other reason that I picked those frames particularly was that the rear derailleur, is the device that changes gears on the cassette on the back wheel. And those rear derailleurs come in kind of two varieties. One variety actually hooks onto the axle of the bike and kind of has a hanger that goes off. And then there's other ones that are where it has a separate bolt to bolt into the frame. So it's separate from the wheel, completely separate from the wheel. And both of those Nishiki frames had that set up, and I kind of like those. I think they're a little bit better. And yeah, I think you can find better, I could be completely wrong about this, but I think you can find better derailleurs for that bolt on with that kind of hanger than the ones that slip onto the axle. So after I went down there, looked around, I got both of these frames, and it was under, I think it was like $40, maybe $41 to get the two frames. And took them home. and I stripped the bikes down. I've stripped many of bikes. If you've never done it before, I'd go recommend going to CJ Hoyle. He has a lot of bike repair tutorials, and you can learn a lot about tearing down bikes. One thing that one little tip is the when you're taking off the bottom bracket where the cranks where you have the pedals, the drive side, I think it's the drive side, but it's one of the sides of the thing, has left-hand threads. So if you're doing something like this on a bike, even if you're not building a recumbent, but you're taking that thing apart, be careful that you don't try to counterclockwise take something off that's really clockwise to take it off. Otherwise you might either damage it or just be frustrating that you don't think you can't get it off. So I stripped both bikes, took a couple hours, and I saved all the parts, except for things like cables and the grips that I had to cut off and things like that. But basically, I saved everything because who knows if I might need it later or not. For now, I just saved everything. I ended up with a couple of sets of wheels and a couple of things of everything else, basically, and I'll save all those parts until I'm done with the project. And then when I'm done with whatever's left over at the end, I'll just take it to Toledo Bikes, and they'll either reuse any of the stuff that's good, or they'll recycle it, they'll either do one of those two things. That's what'll happen with all those leftover parts. And so that was the dross. The gold was the two bare frames. I've got pictures in the show notes for all these things. Two strip bare frames ready to be cut up and then reassembled, recreated into a long wheelbase recumbent bike. That'll be the next episode. I'll talk about cutting up the tubing and that. I haven't finished this project, so this is not done. I hope to do episodes as I can as I build this and then see how it goes. Thanks for listening. Hope you got something out of it. And if you ever have thought about building a recumbent bike, this is one way to go for sure. Recycled recumbent, a lot of info there. And give it a try. I'm giving it a try. Do you have any questions? Again, you can email me, or if you have any ideas, or if you've built one of these yourself already and you're hiding out there, throw up some pictures of your, talk about how you did it, and let everybody else know. Bikes are cool. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.